Unless one renders personal service unto the Supreme Personality of God at Vasudeva, One cannot possibly become completely detached from this material world, nor can he possibly manifest real knowledge. Purport: this is the way to become detached from the artificial material condition. The only remedy is to take the Krishna consciousness and constantly engage in the devotional service of the Lord, Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is trying to be happy, and the process adopted to achieve that happiness is called self-interest. Unfortunately, the conditioned soul hovering within this material world does not know that his ultimate goal of self-interest is Vasudeva. Some city of material existence begins with all illusion, bodily conception of life, and on the basis of this conception there ensues a series of unwanted things, anarthas. These unwanted things are actually mental desire for various types of sense gratification. In this way, one accepts different types of bodies within this material world. One first has to control the mind so that the desires of the mind can be purified. This process is described in the Narada Pancharatna as Sarvapadi Vinimuktam Tatpartena Nirmalam. Unless one purifies his mind, there is no question of getting free from the material condition. As said in Srimad Bhagavatam 176, Anato Pasanam Saksha Bhakti Yogam Adhoksaje Rogasya Janato Vidams Chakre Sattvata Samhitam. The material pleasures of living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know of this, and therefore they don't. Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth, anarthas. Unwanted things can come down from bodily life to another. To get out of this entanglement, one has to take to the devotional service of Lord Vasudeva, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Guru is significant in this conception, in this connection. The word Guru may be translated as heavy or the supreme. In other words, the Guru is the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada advised his sons, Guru Nasya Nasya Syat Na Machayet Ya Sampeta Mithum. One should not take up the post of the spiritual master unless he is able to lead his disciple to take up the post to disciple from the cycle of birth and death. That's from Bhagavatam 5.5.18. Material existence is actually a chain of action and reaction brought about by different types of fluid activities. This is because of birth and death. One can stop this process only by engaging oneself in the service of Vasudeva. Bhakti refers to those activities performed in the service of Lord Vasudeva. Because Lord Vasudeva is the Supreme, and one should engage oneself in his service, not in the service of the demigods. Devotional service begins from the nearby stage, the stage of observing the rules and regulations, and extends to the point of spontaneous loving service to the Lord. The purpose of all stages is to satisfy Lord Vasudeva. When one is perfectly advanced in the devotional service of Vasudeva, one becomes completely attached in the service of the body. That is his designated position in material existence. After becoming so detached, one becomes actually perfect in knowledge and engages perfectly in the service of Lord Vasudeva. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jivaya Sarvathaya Krishna Nita Das. Every community is by constitutional position an eternal servant of Krishna. As soon as one engages in the service of Lord Vasudeva, he attains his normal constitutional position. The position is called the liberated stage. Muktir hitvam yatha rupam sarupena vyavasthiti. In the liberated stage, one is situated in his original and subconscious position. He gives up all engagements in the service of matter. Engagements concocted under the names of social service, national service, community service, dog service, automobile service, and so many other services conducted under the illusion of I and mine. Next, and it's put as explained in the second chapter of the first canto. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayatyasu Vairagyam Jnanam Chajatahaitukam. By rendering devotional service under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. That's from Bhagavatam 1.2.7. Thus one must engage in the service of Vasudeva without mutual desire, mental speculation, or furtive activity. This is the conclusion actually from the other Bhagavatam. And everything being compact and given in a complete package in this purport by Prabhupada. I mean, the reason why we're in the material world is because of the material desires, and the way to purify the material desires is through devotional service. Prabhupada goes on to explain it very nicely. And Vasudeva is the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Enjoyer. So that is the reason why one is in this material world, because of our attachment, as mentioned here. Attachment. One has to become detached from this different anantas. The first ananta means the very desire in the heart. Desire for, says here, desire for sense gratification. Very clear. Material world is created because we want to enjoy something from Krishna. And Krishna is most merciful. He wants to enjoy it, fine. He's created this world, he can enjoy it. And suffer at the same time. So there's no fully enjoyment here. We need to find out for ourselves. So that's why he created this world where you can exploit one another, exploit nature, exploit to an extent where we can try to squeeze the sense enjoyment out of this material world. This is why here Narada Muni is explaining to Prasila Bhagavan. Narada Muni is a universal creature, universal sannyasi. He travels all over the universe and preaches Krishna consciousness to those who especially need it, like the kings and who get attached to managing the universe and the planets. They also get attached, the demigods. Prabhupada mentioned here, even one should not even worship the demigods, because the demigods also ordinary humanity, they just have the universal power. They also have so many desires. So the way to happiness, Prabhupada explains here, the way to get happiness here. Everyone is trying to be happy. And the process adopted to achieve that happiness is called self-interest. Unfortunately, the conditioned soul, hovering within this material world, does not know that his ultimate goal of self-interest is Vasudeva, Vasudeva Bhagavati. So the ultimate way to be happy is to serve, is to perform devotional service to the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead. Bhakti Yoga Prayajana. Bhakti Yoga, true devotional service. Bhakti Yoga means what? Devotion, unalloyed devotion. Without desire for sense gratification. Bhakti Yoga Prayajana. Prayajana. What Prayajana means? It's more important. You need to have possession, prayajana, different possessions. But that possession for a devotee is to perform devotional service. That is his attachment. The attachment for a devotee is to be happy, is to be free from hovering within one's material world, is from his own self-interest. To come over the mental platform. We are hovering over mind. We are walking over our senses. So we have to overcome the mental level, the mental plan. Everyone is mental. Mentally thinking. That's one platform. There's different platform. Mental platform, spiritual platform. So that's why you call Krishna consciousness. We have to go over, go beyond this, that mental platform, come to this consciousness of spiritual platform, Krishna consciousness. So, Vasudeva Bhagavati. When we can understand Vasudeva, the Supreme Lord of everything, the source of everything, and in order to do that, we have to be free from anathas. Mentioned very clear, anatta, artha bhutasya, artha. Artha means wealth, but it also means it's all around that. Wealth means desire, desire means want, money. When you have money, you can enjoy. Right now, the economy is going down the hill all over the world. The top is not the disease, the top is economy. Economy is just falling apart because everything depends on people. If people can't go out, then you can't buy. The shops cannot sell to anyone, there's no people around. So everything depends on economy. It's artha. The problem is we want artha. Why? Then you can have all the freedom of life. They do not know that proper explains here. Anatta, anatta upasana sakshat. The material miseries of livingity, which are superfluous, superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. That's the verse, proper quotes in the middle of the chapter. So all the miseries is there because we are attached to our karma. It has the same implication. That's all. Once you go beyond that, why do you see the rishis and the sages in the forest? They don't have much. They live in the hut, in the Himalayas, but they are totally satisfied because they are free from all this anatta, the worldliness, worldly existence. Money, wealth, and disciples, and properly from here. In the beginning of the chapter, that where is that? If one who is a guru, the spiritual master, he cannot be a spiritual master if he is not. He shouldn't become a guru if he cannot free his disciple from this material entanglement. One who is a guru is already free from all this material anathas, and that's why he's a guru, and therefore he can free others. So because he's already in that platform, he is able to free others from entanglement. So he is in that position of a leadership. Guru means, properly explained, guru means one who is full of knowledge. One who is heavy, heavy knowledge. And he is very knowledgeable person. Knowledge means what? Pandita. Pandita means not that he has material knowledge. Yeah. Knowledge means one who is free from I am my understanding. I think I am this body. I think everything belongs to me. I am the middle of everything. I am the source of everything. He is free from that. That's body, proper explains your body conception of life. Concocted desires. So much different in this world. So guru is one who is truly detached from all the things. He's so attached to Krishna. He doesn't care he worships him or not. Because he has Krishna. He is not in need of anything. He doesn't care he has a disciple. He doesn't care how many followers he has. Because that is his qualification. The qualification is because he is so pure in his heart and he is full of knowledge. This jnana. Knowledge means that he is so heavy that he lives by it. Like food. We depend on food. He lives by the knowledge. He's not needed. He's not in need of anything because he has full knowledge. He's totally satisfied. Atma Ram, he's fully satisfied. So, we're not on this level, but at least we can talk about it. And so, that's why Srimatam Sukhata Krishna, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing constantly, every day, if you're not here, then you're here in the mind. So everyone's hearing Krishna, the topics of Bhagavan, topics of Krishna, Krishna's pastime, and his Leela. When we hear the pastimes of Krishna, it's so purifying. So the anartha is not that you go to a supermarket by the best bar of soap and you clean your body. That is external cleanliness. Internal cleanliness, it depends on you. This process is there, but it's not going to clean unless we take it out. Take the bar and clean it. Sometimes you go wrong, a lot of people, they take bath before they sleep. Because it's hot today, Indian, we don't take bath before sleep, but you can. We take our bath before. Like the Chinese, they all take bath before sleep. Because they say that you're out all day and your body is dirty, so you need to take a shower. So I told them, if you take the bath at night, then it's waking you up. How are you going to sleep? That's why they may be right in their own way. But my point is, we need to be very clean. Disease comes from three things. Yoga actions. I have experienced that. This from stress and anxiety. This is a measure. How to measure your anxiety. And then they have hotline. If you have any lifeline. Somebody's having stress and a colic, that as if they're going to really help you. They themselves are stressful. Try to explain to people who are stressful. They're banging their head trying to tell somebody how to free from stress, whether they themselves are stressful. So, they can be part of them. It all is it. I haven't seen anybody, here an anxiety. So, stressful anxiety, and one is very dirty, unclean. Unclean can make you sick also. People like recently cleaned up from because of what's going on. They cleaned the whole bed and everything, get a new place. So where you sleep, it could be clean. That's external cleanliness. Internal cleanliness is keeping your consciousness clean. Your mind is clean. Your mind is dirty. You think of something, things of that's not good for you. You're hovering on the mental level of thinking of something that's not clean. So that's internal cleanliness. So dirty, uncleanliness, and thirdly is to be ori. You all know what I'm talking about. That's ori. Because when you eat, you know how much to eat. There's an upper no fast, that's enough. They go, come on. There's a limit, how much you can eat. You're going to sit down and have a huge plate, and when you sit down to eat, you're already full halfway. So, overeating can make you sick. So there is control. Human life it has restrictions. Human life has restrictions. He said, Prabhu, I thank you very much for offering me, but I don't need it. Then let me be able to be strong. So restrictions means what? Because you have something that you want better in life. So you give up the lower things for higher things. That's what Krishna says. You can keep putting water in a bucket for hours and hours. And you wonder why the bucket is not filling up. Because there's a hole underneath. The water is facing out. Right? So we're chanting Hare Krishna and dancing and thinking, what's happening with me? I'm not getting that pleasure. That because we are holding on to the desire, anatta. Sarvabhavi in Uttam mentioned here. Different anatta in the form of I mean mind, I'm thinking, and different forms of gaining the your, you praise me, I think, oh yeah, so that's the type of anatta. So these anattas weigh us down. Are you trying to swim across the river with a big bag of bricks in your back? You will weigh down, you want to swim flowingly, smoothly. Because so, the desire is the problem. So we are hovering on the mental level. We have to come over this mental level. Then we can be very light. We can be very close. We can be super close, like all the experience in our process of Krishna consciousness. Rapid advancement. Rapid advancement. Prabhu, can you tell me how to make Krishna advancement? Because it's all the passion. Ali, you can chant Hare Krishna, you can associate the devotees. Be determined. Krishna explained, Dhirabhata. Full of determination. Just like everyone is very determined to work hard and make a living. Somehow or another, we figured out how to get around in this world. So, somehow or another, we also have to have that enthusiasm, that spiritual consciousness, that desire, that you have that determination to perform devotional services of Krishna. But that's what I said here, Paramaya, unalloyed, says here, Paramaya, unalloyed, grow unto the Supreme Lord or His representative. Vasudeva, Bhagavati, the Supreme Person of Godhead. Bhakti Yoga, devotional service. Samahita, apply. This verse is so applicable to a devotee. Every verse in this, every word in this verse is applicable to a devotee. It's so beautiful. You take every verse and you can write a book on it. Just every word. You can explain, have a class on it. Anatta, therefore, atmana of the divinity. Anatta Buddhasya, having his real interest. So, the interest, everybody has an interest. Obviously, he has to have an interest to do something. It's not that just going to fall to his place. He has to have a desire. But what means then having a desire, that desire to purify it, make that desire a spiritual desire? You can't sit there without a desire. We're not rocks, we're not walls or trees. You have to have consciousness. So only thing you have to do is to transform it into spiritual, into devotional service, true devotional service. Just like Prabhupada used to always give the example of the microphone. You know, people saying rock songs and saying so many things. Similarly, this microphone every day. You know, this microphone is just only thing it does is disseminating. It's glorifying Krishna and talking about Krishna and singing about Krishna, glories of the holy name in the microphone. So this microphone is spiritual. So everything, similarly, as for a devotee, we transform this material body into spiritual body. That's all. It's very easy. The real interest of the living is to get out the nations of the cause that caused him to endure repeated birth and death. The only remedy is to surrender under the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his representative. Unless one renders devotional service under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, one cannot possibly become completely detached from this material world, nor can he possibly manifest real knowledge. That's it. So, Narayana, he is explaining this process of devotional service to King Pachanamaraja. This is the beauty of devotee. He is to is to preach to people who are united. Call the lifeline, call the temple, call the devotees. We can. Sometimes they say, oh, if you have problems, go see a psychiatrist. We can simply talk about Krishna, read to them Bhagavad Gita, the story of Krishna. This will immediately give them that happiness, spiritual happiness, deep in their heart. So, the process of Krishna consciousness is mentioned here also. Nasyat namacharyat ya samupyata mittam. One should not take up the post spiritual. Here's the one. One should not take up the post of spiritual master unless he is able to lead his disciple from the cycle of birth and death. This one I will read. So Guru, the like Srila Prabhupada, he has the power to purify. And in the early days, they used to have a play, they used to do a skits, small plays in the Sunday feast, in the Sunday feast time. And one of the plays that they did, and there was a yogi, he would sit in meditation, and he'd be chanting Om. He is a Bodhi yogi. And then he said, you come to me and I'll make you Bhagavan, God in 6 months. And you need to give me this much money. And so they would ask him to meditate. And the people would meditate and chant Om. And he'd shine flashlight in his eyes. You can see the light now. You know, the light of the universe. And then they would go through his pocket and take out if he has any money. And he said, now you'll be feeling some movements in your body. And he'd take out the money from his pocket. So, how do you feel? And so then when he's finished going away, he's rising this thing. He's coming back. And so he's completely unsatisfied and very unhappy. And then he meets a devotee in the street and he gets a book from the devotee. So this is a play like this in the Bhagavad Gita. So that kind of guru is just feeding gurus. That's just a problem when he was in India and he came across a village where there was a famous guru. And so Prabhupada went to see him. And the famous guru told his disciple to tell Prabhupada that he's busy now. He's doing puja and he couldn't see Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, he was scared of him in the Prabhupada place. We will Prabhupada can we'll tell him that this guy's a bogus. And so he ruined him, so his disciples, and they would lose faith in him, and he would stop getting the money. So then he refused to see Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada knew this guy was a bogus guru. So he didn't want to see him. So these kind of people, they are cheating. So if the disciple, they have wealth, they need to give it up. They give it up to the guru. That's completely okay. I remember we have one guru came to Hong Kong. So there was one of my friends, he was very wealthy, Gujarati. So he wanted to become, he was inspired to be a disciple of one of our gurus. So I said, you can take initiative from this guru. So he's really nice and then we can inspire. Because according to, that's why everybody should be a guru, because you who have been inspired. So he said, yeah, that's okay. So then he would write to him, I'll help you write the letter. He already had this is before the disciple course. But he was very nice devotee. So we recommended to him from the temple. So then Guru Maharaj came and initiated him. And he gave him a big donation, like a lot of money. And he paid him, for his fare there, put him in a nice place to stay, like that. So then I met another sannyasi. He said, do you have any Indians who can, I can initiate? I instead of the machine. Perhaps. So they're using the donation that they get, preach Krishna consciousness, travel and preach. It's proper way to utilize. So if you have disciple, rich disciple that have money, then they give to Guru. That's the proper way. Isn't it? What else are you going to do with the money? Give your wife, go buy shari and bangles and whatever else. And they say that a man is working very hard and then the wife goes to the shari shop in a city in India. Right? So, the Guru, he knows exactly how to engage. This is what we see in Mangalarti. The samsara, the nani, the loka. You know, that's the second verse. Yuktasya, you know, engage. The Guru knows how to engage his disciple accordingly. Somebody wants to live in a secret city, they want to live in the farm so they can, you know, grow food and work the farm and see the mother nature and feed the cows. That's perfectly okay. We have everything in our society. Somebody wants to study in the city, preach, work in the restaurant, fine. We have everything. Prabhupada's given us everything to engage ourselves in devotional service in this perfect society. There's no lack of us in engaging in devotional service, provided we have a desire to serve Krishna. Krishna will provide for us in case us in his service. If we want to serve him. We don't want to move around and you know, have our own interests like it's mentioned here and use Krishna religion to satisfy us. So we can be here and have our own Krishna can arrange that. Everything in Krishna consciousness. But we are being exposed to process Krishna consciousness in time. We hang around one day, I'm not getting it because I'm not going for it. We just are the service. So the process of doing the service is always there. We have the intense desire to get rid of the material. It's hovering over us, is weighing us down because we want to linger in it. We linger around. We want to muck around. Because we want those things. You can just tell, I throw away. I don't want that. I want to serve Krishna. So all encompasses in Krishna consciousness. So the Guru, he is expert in getting his disciple. Srila Prabhupada, the expert. Engage. He asked someone, you come to temple with it. Because he knows how to manage. He asked someone, you travel and preach. He asked someone, you know, go and cook. He asked someone to travel with him. So he engaged everyone accordingly. Spiritual master knows the mind of his disciple. One of his son was like Krishna. Krishna knows the mind of his devotees. So he engages accordingly. But if we do not show that interest in serving Krishna, how Krishna, even Krishna is not going to, he is going to find difficulty in getting us in his service. That's why, like I said in the beginning, he created this material world. Okay, go ahead. Boom. He goes, he lands on the world. Birth, oldest, and disease. Welcome to the material world. Krishna created the material world. Here we can try to enjoy. Here we can try to exploit Mother Nature. You see today, people throw rubbish in the sea. People throw rubbish in the ocean. That's the problem in India. They throw rubbish in the Ganges, in the Yamuna. They're dirtying it. Airplane polluting the pollution, cars, many cars. So this disease comes, everything's grounded. Airplane can't take off. That's why the petrol price is low because nobody's using it. You need 98 cents for petrol now. $1.60. Because airplane diesel petrol. And no one's traveling because So, and the water is so clean. They show before and after. They show Delhi before, the photo of Delhi before, they show photo of Delhi now. It's clean. Because no carbon in the water. No pollution. So this is magic hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago. Vedic time, Krishna's time. How wonderful it was. You know? I lived in Vrindavan 5 years. And here, middle of the night, we were sleeping, we hear bullock carts. You know, the ladies, they're traveling from one place to the other. There's no back roads in the holy town. They don't attack you. But they're singing the glories of, you know, Krishna, gopis, and they're going to bullock cart. They're not in anxiety, they're not in a rush to go to work. And they hear so beautiful songs, they sing of Krishna. Here you have to have a refrigerator, big refrigerator, you can walk inside. You have meals from, you know, from Canada, you know, and we have food from India. It's all in package. Because we want to enjoy, we want to, so they have all these things. Our time in the Vedic time, there is no refrigeration. You can have your lassi during the winter time. And sometimes, very hot. So they, what they do, put the lassi inside the pot, in a clay pot, it becomes cooling. I remember staying in a hotel in Delhi. They were doing the Vedic time stuff. Inside each room has a kalash, a clay pot, and the water drink from the clay pot is so cooling. In fact, the clay itself can make the water very cooling. So one of them in my book, one devotee from UK, he wanted to offer, like, give everybody lassi. Lot of lassi throughout the day. So we don't want refrigeration. Lassi can go bad very quickly in some time. So we dig a hole in the ground with the laborers that dig the hole and put a big clay pot. In India you can get big clay pots. So put it in there, exact size. And so we have one boy sitting there, put the lassi in there, it's very cooling because of the earth is cooling. And you serve people. As you throughout the day, serve the boys. That's very nice. So, because we want to enjoy instant food, instant noodle in China. Instantly. So they have to have, but it's not healthy. Because you need fresh food. So, Vedic time they had everything. People were very happy. These people today, you know, they are very tired, everybody's almost tired and full of sick, coughing and headache, so many types of disease. And before people were full of very big people, very strong. You see Kshatriyas, you know, you see Arjuna, the Pandavas. And everybody before were very big and strong. And you never hear people sick. One child was died. And Arjuna said, so the Brahmana went to Arjuna and said, this child, why did this child die? Never heard a child die at a young age. Arjuna said, don't worry, I'll bring the life back. Now everybody's done, left and right, dropping dead. They have even medicine for kids, children medicine. People are, so you can see those days and now. Calcutta, when the British were there in Calcutta, they had a horse cart. And the horse was passing horse dung. So they said, this is the problem. This is the problem. We have to clean the dung. So they got rid of the horse cart. They bought proper machinery. Automobile. At the end, he says.
Services.
Huh?
Automobile services.
Yeah, automobiles. He said, they bought the automobile. And it creates pollution. You can't clean pollution. Carbon, horse dung can be seen. So the idea is, sensory education is so deepening. It so, goes so deep in the heart. It's like the root of a tree. So deep that you can't pull it out so easily. So the idea To stop that root to grow any further is what we have to do, is to burn the seed. The seed is the problem. When we are talking about the avocado plant in the ashram, some people put a seed up in the window to grow avocado tree. In an avocado tree, first you have this plant. You're all maybe 25, I'm 50 plus. So when you get an avocado tree, it takes 20 years along to get one avocado tree and get one avocado on it. So I said, by the time that seed grow and start to give fruit, we'll be all dead. Just buy the avocado from a supermarket, not for the Krishna. Finish. While Krishna's waiting, you're waiting for the avocado tree to grow. You'll be dead before your avocado comes. You know what I mean? So, the idea is be practical. And, you know, people don't complain, oh, this milk, that milk, that one. Milks, what you can do? In America, they put vitamin D, fish in their milk. Not everywhere. But Prabhupada said, offer milk to Krishna, milk to milk sweets. Everything has some problem in this world. Everything has some problem. In India, rice, they're saying rice also. Basmati rice is the worst rice. They put chemical in there. A lot of chemical. Two fragrances, many things. The ground is full of chemical. You know, they're squirting chemical in the tomato. We're getting all the tomato paste. It has, they pick up the green tomato and then they crush it. They put color to make it red. It's not, you know, we think, wow, fantastic, from Australia. So, there's so much imperfections in the material world. The material world is full of imperfections. It's full of fault. The Krishna consciousness, the holy name, the process of devotional service is the only purest of the pure is Krishna. Om Brahma, the purest thing is prostitution, so because it has come from Krishna. Anything that has come from Krishna, that is the purest. Everything in the world, it has some kind of fault. This is why we try to be as clean as possible, but to be perfectly clean, we have to perform devotional service. Service to Krishna, chant and Krishna. Intensely. Another heart is a finish. Intention. That's why we don't understand. After many years, we're not getting it because we're just remaining on the surface. When you can actually deeply observe ourselves in the process of yoga, so like I said before, you know, different with determination, then the process will work. Like a doctor, he gives us a prescription. The prescription has to follow. But even the doctor gets sick in the material world. I used to always say when I was small, the doctors never get sick because they're a doctor. And she said, no, they get sick too. They have special medicine for doctors. And we are on the same boat. But the process of devotional service, handed down by Krishna, by Guru, it's beyond this material world. It is ritual. So to always look beyond. Look through it. And don't be attached to it. Stay about it. We see beautiful things. Perhaps everyone is attached to women. Perhaps beautiful girl. Or you like to eat delicious food. But so what? When you eat all that nice food that you love so much, once it passes the tongue, it's all the same. The stomach is not thinking, oh, this is a pizza, this is a rice. It is all the same. No. The taste, and the taste part, it making all the difference. So, of course, there's variety. But my point is that we have to go over that mentality of trying to enjoy the material world. All see Krishna's enjoyment. Then everything is properly mediated. all problems solved. When he can recognize Krishna is in you, the source of everything, the God of everything, supreme Lord of everything, that is perfect. Everything follows to this. Because then we know I am a servant. I'm not a ruler. I'm a servant. A servant is very peaceful when he is in his constitutional position as a servant of Krishna. Jiva Sarupai. Even when servants start to think that he's become master, that's the problem. That is the two worlds created by which he can be here. So spiritual world means where Krishna is all pervading. Everyone is serving around him. You see, when they make a painting of Krishna, Krishna's playing flute, the cows, they're going towards him, the peacocks coming towards him, the trees bowing down, coming down, full of lush and very green, Krishna in the middle. So that's the description of the spiritual world. So life of a devotee is just like that. We are centered, our life is centered around Krishna. Then everything goes smoothly. Right now everybody is anxiety. Whole world anxiety. Disease, birth, death, all the disease. We talk about it all the time. Sometimes more, sometimes less. Okay, this coronavirus finished. Then it's what? There's cancer. Then there is heart disease. Then there is another. There's always disease. It's not finished. We are bombarded by material disease. People suicidal. 3,000 students kill themselves every year in Australia. All over the world. So there is always a problem. So the only way to overcome all the problem is to take shelter of Krishna. Is to serve Krishna. And if we sing the song, O Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sikshashaka, he says, you can handle me roughly, or, but you are my Lord, Bhurdhati Guru. I don't want wealth, I don't want disciples, I don't want followers. Kavitam Jadishakame, but I want to, he put me in difficult situation. I don't care, I want to just serve you. This is the main thing you can do. Krishna wants me to suffer and die, it's okay. As long as I can remember you, obviously. We're never afraid of problem because we know we have Krishna. Krishna. People are listening, right? One line.
Yeah.
Sometimes we like come to the temple and we don't see much people here, very strange. Nobody is hard. But people are listening. Any questions? We've been listening to lectures online.
There's
many people are talking.
There's 14 people watching.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can see that.
Yeah.
They put 14 people here, 20 people watching.
And also, there's a radio as well. YouTube, and
I was I opened the YouTube one day, and in my place I have a plug my TV. So then I could see myself talking on YouTube. So I was watching the half of a mistake I made, how I move my hand and move my head. So I was practicing to speak to myself. So it was like interesting. So as I listen online, many people are talking. Govind Maharaj and different Maharaj Shukula. So they're all talking about different topics. This is the time, the technology enables us, to listen to Krishna consciousness wherever we are. It's like doing the yoga classes. So it's a good thing. So it's not like, no problem. This is 100 years ago. Now we can, in every way, be Krishna conscious. It's not like you can have a big meat bag and not have a bee inside. You know, it's chili. And put bread inside, you say. Chapati. Carlos, there is a big shirt in my book. I said, always want to make sure there's pockets. You know, one two pocket here, one here, underneath another one. So you can put things which are underneath. So they said, for you, no pocket. Where you see Pujara. He give you a shirt without pocket. So we normally we don't have a pocket in our here, but we are keeping a big hole in the heart, the big pocket, keeping the desires. So sometimes there are problems, you know. I'm fasting from water. And then one Maharaj was saying, they dive in the river and drink water underneath, nobody knows. So in this way we have to be very clear to ourselves. You know, to practice yoga service very intensely. Be open and be sincere. Yeah. And Krishna knows there's nothing to lose if you make friends with Krishna. Krishna said, Sridham, he is my... Krishna said, I am the friend of all beings. You think, oh, I'm lonely, I don't have anybody, I don't have a family, and it is no nonsense. And Krishna is sitting in your heart, what are you talking? You see the rishis and the sages, you know, people to complain, I'm locked down. They're living in the forest, alone, they don't want to be around people. In the sages, in the mountains.
Krishna Valley.
In Krishna Valley. Of course, Prabhupada went to the city to preach. Our goals are being here in the city so we, where the people are, so we can be Krishna consciousness. But we're not lonely. We're always in Krishna. When you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is in His name. He associates Krishna 24 hours a day. It depends on our way of practicing and how much faith we actually have. We follow straight while we chant because we're not paying attention to the mantra. I realize that. I'm thinking this and that. When your mind goes off for something else, when you're chanting, and it falls asleep. Because the chanting actually helps you to sleep better. Because the sound of the mantra, and you think of something, you blend it up, you sleep. But you actually focus on the mantra, you won't fall asleep. Because your mind, it has to think of something. So if you're putting totally to clear the chant, it takes, you have to wait. So in any way, we're being Krishna conscious. We're going to be over. Okay, so thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.